All right, let's go to the lines. Let's say good morning to Chris in College Park.
What's happening?
All right.
What's up?
Good morning. How you doing, Fearless Leader?
Good, sir. You?
Fantastic. Rob T.
Good morning.
And, of course, Leadfoot Blackman.
You know. Heavy on the gas.
Right. Lay off Bo, too. You're going in a little bit hard this morning.
It was
but
funny.
I'll keep it moving.
With comedy comes casualties.
Right, right. She's always good about laughing at her own jokes. I've noticed that.
Wow. Wow. That was good.
That was a good one.
There you go.
I laugh a lot.
As much as I'd like to skull drag Landry Fields, I'm going to leave that alone and let somebody else have it. I want to do is give a shout out to one Marcel Ozuna. I've been a person who's been on his bandwagon since he's pulled himself out of the personal problems in that slump last year, and I'm absolutely ecstatic to see him in the home run derby. And Rob T at plus 450 odds, that $100 I got on him, I'd love to see him bring it on home. So any thoughts you guys have on the home run derby, I'd love to hear it. And I'm going full Bo Morgan. I can't wait to see him go yickety in the home run derby. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
Skull drag. I love that one. That's better than curb stomp.
Just remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
Yeah, that's
made of straw.
When I heard the word skull, I go, uh-oh, dump button ready. I was like, okay, now it's a different one. What I will say is,
that's only for medical students.
I would love to see if you a big fly from the Big Bear.
Oh, boy. John Sterling.
No, that's what Brandon Galton's been doing too lately. I love the term yickety. It's a Chipper Jones term. I would love to see Ozuna. I just think it would be so cool to see him win the home run derby. And it, you know what?
That's glad. It's just good he got his life back together.
Yeah.
I mean, redemption stories are awesome.
They are. And I I do think, though, gets his life together, enters a home run derby. Let's hope it doesn't go like a Josh Hamilton story where it goes back off the rails.
All right. Let's go to Coleman and Winder. What's up, Coleman?
Yes, fellow Squid Billion calling in.
All right.
This morning.
How you doing,
yep,
sir?
So I'm doing good. I just wanted to give the answer to y'all question earlier. I feel like Reese Shea made the team taller just by himself already. So we got those people to get longer to compete with Boston and to try to get to the finals. So my expectations are Eastern Conference Finals and finals next year. Yeah, that's how I do it. I mean, I'm bold with it. Because if this dude is, Reese Shea is nasty on the court. Wait till you get everybody else in and we'll see what's going on. We just added a dynamic player. So I think he's going to do something. I don't know.
Go big or go home.
We'll have to drug test the listener after that.
Oh, stop it.
Hey, you leave Squid Nation alone. Look, I appreciate the optimism, and I do enjoy when people have optimism.
It's easy to be negative.
It is. It's the easy
it
way
takes
out.
No energy to be a contrarian.
Well, you know what bothers me the most about the negativity part with negative people is there's no risk, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I knew they were going to suck. I said it all along. And it's like, oh, so that's the only reason. Like, that's your whole thing. You base everything on you don't want to have egg on your face. I'm willing to have egg on my face. I mean, look. No one had more egg on their face after the 2023 Falcon season than me because I was all in on Desmond Ridder, and it took and I stayed on the train.
I was too. I wanted
longer
to be
than
optimistic,
anybody.
Though. Yeah,
yeah, and I have optimism. I do have. I have a lot of optimism on what Reese Shea can be, and I am excited to see him. I just wish we would do more, and it's tough to have can be completely on board with the optimism train when. We see nothing, you know, no major moves being made, and I don't understand how we expect to get better based on those.
All right, we go to Daniel in Marietta. Good morning.
What's going on, Morning Show family?
What's going on?
Hey, Squid, go ahead and get the glad bag, and let's go ahead and dump the whole Atlanta Hawks front office in the trash.
Oh, my goodness.
Landry Fields sounds like he's full of feces every time he talks. I keep saying we need a big man who's a dog. Right now we got one who looks like he drinks tea with his pinky out. So, you know, I don't understand what's going on. It's disappointing. It's very disappointing day after day to just see them not build around Trey. I mean, when are we going to seriously start building around Trey, man? I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous, man. So throw the whole front office and even ownership in the trash. Marcell Ozuna is going to dust Pete Alonso in the home run derby. I think we all know that. So go Braves. Go Braves there. I wish we had more guys in the All-Star game, but, you know, that's all right. I'll take what we got.
Let him have the rest, brother. When I drink Budweiser out of a solo cup, I got my pinky
out. Look.
Yeah, but it's not tea, so it's okay because it's Budweiser. Bud Heavy. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like you're drinking a Yellow Jacket, which
is
Coors Original.
Tea a big...
Well, I think he's talking about Capella.
Okay, I thought he was getting at Ricochet.
No, I think he's talking about Capella. Cause,
okay. And, oh, he said big man. Yes.
Yeah. The Ozuna thing, it would actually. That's a really good point by Daniel about the Ozuna and the home run derby. How sweet would it be to see him beat Alonso of all people? Just eliminate Pete Alonso, just because he's so smart. Like, Pete Alonso played at University of Florida, and I don't know exactly where he grew up. I think it was from the North, but he is a smug New York type of person is the way he comes off, and he plays for the Mets, so I would love to see that smugness taken out of him because he thinks the home run derby is his birthright.
Garrett Chapman said Tampa.
Okay, well, that makes a little bit of sense.
Let's go to Chief. What's going on, Chief?
Roller derby, people. Roller derby. That should be one of the summer.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good call.
Roller derby, I'm telling you. Well, let me get into this USA basketball right quick. It's a real wake-up call. Now, I called you guys earlier this week, and I said, what, Kawhi Leonard is one of the most overrated superstars I've ever seen in my life, all right? Uh-huh. So, proving my point already, he's not on the team. Then we got Kevin Durant. Then we got LeBron James. Then we got, Embiid. So we got a lot of crippled old people playing on this team. Something ain't right, people. Something ain't right. Maybe I'm missing something, but they seem to be crippled, all right?
Crippled.
And if we think we're just going to waltz into the Olympics and just win just because we're USA this year, it's not going to happen. And I hate to be the one to tell everybody, it's be a spoiler alert, it's not happening. Let's get some of these younger guys in the Olympics sometime. Let them get the experience. Let them play. Let's stop hollering about these certain players don't mix well because they don't play defense or whatever, because you give up 150 points during the World Championship, 150, 140 points a game. It's ridiculous. Let's get it together. Wake up.
Love it. That's a good call by Chief, as always, member of Squid Nation. You know what?
We are the nation!
Thank you.
Oh, there's one more on the line.
Well, we're going to have to get to him. I think Anthony Edwards has already spoke the truth into existence.
I'm the number one option.
And he's going to be, when all is said and done, that's going to be the name that the world remembers off this Olympic USA men's basketball team.
Let's
book it, mark it, write it down.
Say hello to Squid Billion. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, other Squid.
Sir?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would love to see Ultimate Frisbee in the Olympics. I'd also love to see Airsoft or a paintball event. I think that would be a lot of fun. But I'm curious as to, like, what one event would you guys add in, personally?
Ooh.
You know, I've been thinking about it. I love the event we did yesterday, which was axe throwing, which is what Dylon and Gabe dominated the weak pairing of Garrett Chapman and Bo Johnson yesterday. I really give Dylon and Gabe a lot of credit.
Knife fighting.
Ooh.
Knife fighting. You want that? What?
Well, they've already got fencing, so why not? You know, you can have swords and knives of all sizes. I would take that that knife that he had it. I think it was it Cobra with Sylvester Stallone it had the spikes on the handle. I've got that knife somewhere at home.
The landmine event. You run through a field.
I would like to see a cornhole. I'm with you on that. I love cornhole, and I'm good at it.
You gonna come watch me play cornhole on Friday, tomorrow, Tiffany?
I'll be gone.
Oh, that's right.
You know what?
WNBA.
You can't
weekend.
Even create your own shot in cornhole, brother.
I sure can, Rob Tribble. You'll see.
Rob, you got a good point. Remember that movie Apocalypto?
Yeah.
not landmine, but you got to run through a field and miss an arrow. Not get hit by somebody shooting arrows at you, and you got to not get hit.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I can make the USA team for Ultimate Frisbee, though. I think I really could.
Oh,
I'd be like Julio on Ultimate Frisbee.
I played big time in college, had my do-rag on my head.
When we come back here on the morning shift, Braves' four-game winning streak has been snapped. We'll talk about it next here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.